Chase and Big Joe, 102.5, the game on this Wednesday. And as always, pleased to be joined by a Predators player. And we say hello to Ryan O'Reilly, who joins us now. Ryan, how you doing?
Good. How are you guys?
Doing fantastic. Let's talk about last night, because I was there. I was watching it. I know you guys didn't get the win, but how would you assess how you guys played against a really good Tampa team?
Well, sure you had to watch that one. It wasn't a great one. Yeah, I feel like we they played hard, and obviously they're a very good team over there. But we kind of just lacked jump and excitement, and give them credit. They played us hard, but we kind of got away from our identity a bit, and guys were working hard, but it wasn't our cohesive group that when we do work together, we're making stuff happen. There's some decent things in there, but in general, we were a little flat, and obviously it was a tough loss.
Did you like the third period, though? I feel like you guys definitely came out with some fight in the third.
Yeah, we finally got a little something going. It took a little longer than we'd like, but there started to be that push. We started to kind of just get out of our heads a bit and go, and I feel... When we get in these situations, we're kind of trying to think our way through the game, and then we kind of just feel like, okay, it's time to go. You can just see we're a little faster. We're getting pucks back, and we're just kind of getting on them, and then plays are happening. So, third, we had a push there. We got ourselves back in the game, and there was an opportunity to tie it up, and unfortunately we didn't.
Obviously, not making excuses or anything, but what last game of a homestand or – 82 of these things, and sometimes that's just how it's going to be. You're going to have, unfortunately, times where you come out flat. What would you say causes that, or is it just game by game?
I'd love to have a few excuses, but it's hard to say. The schedule, obviously, you play back-to-back games, but, on the weekend and tough, but everyone's going through that too. Every team's in those situations as well. So there's got to be something. There's some things that we can control that it doesn't matter the situation we're in that we could be better at. For myself leadership wise, got to take kind of the reins on that and voice that and pull guys along. And for my own game, I don't think it was great last game. I was fighting the puck a lot and. Things like that you can clean up. It puts us in the game and have a chance to win. So we'll be better.
Ryan O'Reilly is with us. I will say I kind of smiled in the third when Phil comes out of the box and immediately scores a goal. I don't think he cracked a smile. Like, he had this look of like, yep, all right, let's go. Let's get this going on his face. And that was pretty cool.
Yeah, obviously that was a massive goal for us. A lot of emotion from him in the game and getting to that penalty. And to see him come out and just bury that goal was huge for us. And then for him, you could tell he was going to make something happen.
I love that ESPN does the frozen frenzy where every team's playing and they're doing the staggered start times, but does that kind of affect the routine a little bit when things are, thrown off and not the usual time?
Not really. Like, it was, I think puck drop was close to 7 p.m. too, so it's not that weird of a setup. It could be a little different at times, but for a veteran guy that's been doing this for a while, you're used to sometimes having different starts, and there's not a big challenge, I guess.
So what have a lot of the guys have said defensively, you feel like you guys are a lot better. Putting the puck in the back of the net is continuing to be something you guys are working on. What are you seeing that you like, and what are you seeing that you think you guys can continue to improve upon so you can score more?
Like you've been saying, the defensive side of the game, when we're more on that and competing hard, we're making it much easier for Juice to see the puck, and he's one of the best goalies in the league. And if he sees it, he's going to save it. So it's such an important detail for us of getting guys out of the way, playing fast and keeping the shots at the outside and make it life easier on him. So I've been liking that. When we're doing that, it's keeping us in every game. There's no secret the offensive production isn't there. I know for myself and power play, I've been very frustrated with myself and not being able to kind of create more. And I know the other guys feel the same too. It's, you know, getting these opportunities, and we're not getting a ton of opportunities each game, but still there's, you know, opportunities last night, 4-on-3, and yeah, and lose a faceoff, the next one's down and you're killing time and you're just mishandling pucks. You know, it's one of those things I feel, you know, in my head a bit, and I'm sure the other guys feel it a bit too. It's, you know, that's got to get some swagger back on there, and it's going to come from working hard and just being engaged. But, you know, if we can get that going, that's gonna help us win hockey games. And it, yeah, it's, you know, myself and a lot of the veteran guys too, that we, you know, we have to find that spark.
You know, though, and it's easy for me to say watching from afar, but I feel like that, you know, like you said, you keep working hard, you keep doing what you need to be doing, that those things are going to come. That's just, it seems like that's how this game works. Do you look at it like that, or is it hard to kind of fight some of the frustration that might be setting in right now?
Yeah, kind of similar to what I said before, you get in your own head about it, and you try to, you can kind of feel the pressure of it, and then you're thinking too much about it, and you know, I feel like it's gripping the stick too tight instead of just engaging, and it's hard to kind of get out of that, because there is, you know, going over the boards, it's just, you know, we're not a confident group on the power play, and it's, you know, we know it's an issue, we know it's there, it's, like you said, it's getting out of that head, and you know, finding a way just to dive into the details and give the details our, you know, undivided attention, and then we'll get the results. But, you know, it's, you know, when you just want results and want to score goals, that's not really how it happens. You got to, you know, invest in the game the right way and, you know, invest in each other and, you know, for myself, dive in and be better prepared and ready to go.
Ryan O'Reilly is with us. I know it's only been a couple games since he came back from injury, but Nick Hague was a big acquisition this summer by this team. How do you feel like he's fit into your group?
Oh, he's great. He's been awesome for us. You know, the big frame, he moves so well for his size, and he's physical, mean out there, but also has got great hands and makes great plays. You know, he's been looking great for us, and that's tough to do. It's tough coming to a team, and next thing you know, you're out for I don't know how many weeks, and then have to jump back in, you know, just the whole kind of thing that's going on. But he's handled it very well, and he's an awesome player. He's going to be fun to watch and a big piece of this going forward.
You know, another thing that we talk about with you guys is the mix of veterans and young players. Luke Evangelista, you know, signs his new deal at the end of training camp. I think he's come in and really done a nice job in the 10 games that he has played. I know you obviously see it firsthand, but what's been your thoughts on Luke?
You know, I think he's been great. He's, again, too, that's a, you know, getting in a contract situation like that. I've done it before as well, where, you know, you miss training camp, it can be tough coming in. And then trying to get up to pace. But, you know, I thought after these 10 games, he's starting to find it. He's looking great. Obviously, a really nice goal last night. But, yeah, he's an unbelievable player. You know, he's got great vision for the game and can make great plays. And it's, you know, I think he's doing great, and it's only going to keep getting better for him.
Philadelphia coming up Thursday night. It's a quick little road trip. Do you like those? Because it's kind of an up and back. You maybe go do dinner with the guys, but – you go do that, take care of business, and then you're back in Smashville. Does that make it a little easier?
Yeah. Sometimes nice. It's kind of get out, take a quick breath, and get together with the guys, like you said, have dinner, get on the road, and then, you know, one quick game, and then we're back home. So it's, it's always nice, you know, especially when it's like a shorter flight. You know, some of these ones, you know, being where we are, and, you know, you can have some long trips. So it's kind of nice to just have these one gamers and quick reset. I'll go take care of business there and come back.
Is it a little bit of a challenge because it's a team in the East that you're only going to see twice this year?
No, not really. I think, you know, we don't really look at it too much that way. You know, they're a good team and playing really well at home. We know it's going to be good that way, but still just getting out of town, getting the kind of guys together a bit more. I feel like at home, everyone's got so much going on with families. So it's just nice to go on the road, get together. It'll be a tough challenge with this team, but it's what we need. You know, nothing's coming easy for us right now, and we got to be ready for the work, and we will.
Awesome. Ryan, appreciate the time this morning. Safe travels to Philadelphia, and we'll see you back on Saturday.
Sounds good, guys. Thanks so much.
That's Ryan O'Reilly, Preds forward. They're back at it tomorrow against the Philadelphia Flyers. And Adam Vingan will have pregame for you starting at 5 o'clock on Thursday. We'll have more Chase and Big Joe coming up next here on 102.5 The Game.